AP News, I'm Tim McGuire.
Thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die.
Harrowing testimony before a select House committee by four police officers trying to stop the pro-Trump mob from storming the Capitol January 6th.
I was electrocuted again and again and again with a taser.
But on January 6th, for the first time, I was more afraid to work at the Capitol than my entire deployment to Iraq.
Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilina Gunnell telling the committee,
there's a continuous shocking attempt to ignore or try to destroy the truth of what truly happened that day.
Washington, D.C. Officer Harry Dunn telling the panel they need to look into the hitman.
If a hitman is hired and he kills somebody, the hitman goes to jail. But not only does the hitman go to jail, but the person who hired them does.
House and Senate Republicans downplayed the threat caused by the insurrection and that they think the committee was formed for political reasons. The CDC alters its mask guidelines.
In areas with substantial and high transmission, CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings to help prevent the spread of the Delta variant and protect others.
Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the change is due to an increase in coronavirus cases linked to the Delta variant, especially in areas with poor vaccination numbers. Simone Biles says stress, not an injury, kept her out of the team gymnastics final in Tokyo.
I tried to go out here and have fun and warm up in the back went a little bit better, but then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there, so I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
The Russians won gold, the U.S. silver. Biles is scheduled to defend her Olympic title in the all-around Thursday. She says she'll decide later whether to continue. This is AP News. President Biden is planning tougher mileage standards to cut greenhouse gases.
Industry and government officials briefed on the plan tell the Associated Press that under the Biden administration, the Environmental Protection Agency and Department of Transportation are expected to release proposed rules that would tighten tailpipe emissions standards rolled back under President Trump. Applying a framework from California, the rules would begin with the 2023 car model year and ramp up in 2025 to Obama-era levels of a 5% annual increase in the mileage standard. They're shooting for 40% of all new car sales to be electric by 2030. The move comes at a time when Americans are buying record numbers of less efficient pickup trucks and SUVs. Jennifer King, Washington.
Apple, Microsoft, and Alphabet, which owns Google, reported combined profits of more than $50 billion in the April to June quarter. Companies have a combined market value of $6.4 trillion, more than double their collective value when the pandemic started 16 months ago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.